So I'd like to continue with the topic we started last time, and that is this idea of waiting before starting the Shavuot Nikiyim. We understand that after a woman has her period, so once she's clean, she does the Hafsakar, which we talked about, and then has now 7 days, which we call the Shavuot Nikiyim, the Yemei Libun, she wears white, she has Dubedikas, preferably every day, but we discussed already the exceptions to that rule. But we started to speak last time about this notion that you can't really, not really supposed to begin the Shavuot Nikiyim until a few days have gone by. First, what's the concern? The concern is Pleita Shifa Zera, Paleta Shifa Zera. The idea is that when a couple has relations, so if the man produces sperm inside her, so that sperm leaks out of her, quote unquote, for a couple of days. And even though that's not blood from, if not need the blood, however, we explained the other day that this is something which is considered the tumah for at least for 3 days. That zera still has potency. After 3 days, it's not considered zera anymore. It's just it's no longer potent. It's spoiled, whatever word you want to use, and therefore it doesn't count officially as zera. But we learned from the whole story of Matan Torah, we explained last time, that for 3 days, the zera coming out of her is a problem, and therefore a woman cannot begin counting the Shavuot Nikiyim until after 3 days have gone by. Okay, the question is, what exactly does that mean, 3 days? And we had a number of different opinions. We had the Machlokes Tanoim, exactly how you count the 3 days. Okay, so we saw the Gemara. We also seem to have a different shittas in the Rishonim as to how you have 3 days. So just a quick chazora, a quick review of that issue from last time. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in the Gemara, this is a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Pei Vav Min Aleph. Again, the topic there was Matan Torah and the fact that Moshe said you need to have three. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe they have to wait for 3 days. They shouldn't be with their wives, and Moshe added a day, and the whole discussion. So, according to Elazar ben Azariah, it's not really. It's really 2 days, okay? And she becomes tar, so to speak, or the zera loses its, or elves become tar. The zera loses its potency after on the third day. On the third day, right, she's not, doesn't have that tum anymore. That's what it is on the zera. And that comes out to, depending upon when during that, it's always a third day. So it could be, it could be two or three or even four onos meaning, one period of time, either nighttime or daytime, depending, as we discussed last time, on when during the day they had, when that day they had relation. On the third day, she's okay. That was the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Yishmael says it's after 3 days, not after 2 days, not on the third day, but rather on the fourth day. According to him, therefore, it will be also either four or five or six onos, depending again on what time of day she had tashma. It doesn't matter. It's not measured from the time of the tashma. You look at the days. That both Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Yishmael agree upon, that you consider the number of days. So it's either on the third day or after the third day, on the fourth day. That's Machlokes Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Yishmael. And how many onos that's going to be, that depends upon when, did they have tashmish at the beginning of the day, or did they have tashmish at the very, very end of the day, right before sunset at the end of the day. So that, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it could be either two, three, or four onos. The example case we gave, I think, was if she had, relations on Thursday. Okay, so relates on Thursday, late in the day on Thursday. Okay, so it's Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, the third day, right? So that could be just two onos, because the Thursday, it would be basically, it's Thursday night slash Friday. Okay, I call that Friday part A, right? Thursday night slash Friday, and then Friday day. And then on Shabbos, she's already eligible to go to the mikveh, become Torah. So there's only two onos. On the other hand, if she had, if she had be at the very beginning of Halachic Thursday, Wednesday evening going into Thursday, so then she had as many as four onos, right, that passed. Okay, I mean, you can do the math. We explained it all last time. And so that's according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Shmuel is similar, except Rabbi Shmuel says that it's not after the third day. Sorry, it's not on the third day, but it's after the third day. So it'll be either four or five or six onos, okay? And then she becomes eligible tar. The zera loses its capacity, mazria, it loses its potency on the fourth day. Then Rabbi Kiva said it's not a matter of days. It's not connected days. It's number of onos. It's a number of onos. And Rabbi Kiva says, how many onos is it? Five onos. Now, it doesn't matter how many days. Okay, it's going to be a kind of an ace lace kind of thing, counting five onos. And then there was a sheet of the Chachamim, which according to the gears that we have in the Gemara, okay, the other sheet is all found on Daf Pei Vav Aleph over there in Shabbos. Okay, on Amud Beis, they quote a sheet of the Chachamim according to our. The first source was back in sources 7. Right, Peivav and Aleph. That's we have Machokas of Elezer, Rezaria, Mishmol, and Rekiva, and that's on Peivav and Aleph, source number 7, last year. And then in source number 9, there's a sheet of the Chachamim that's brought Sheish Onos Shleimus Bina. You need 6 full onos, okay, not 5 like we get, but Rekiva said, but 6 full onos. We mentioned Rabbi Chanana and others have the gears of 3. It's not 6, but it's 3 according to the Chachamim. So that's the sheet in the Tanoim. And how do we paskin? So it depends. It's the Machokas Bishonim. Okay, we saw the Orzeru, actually the Mari Bruna. I printed in, that's where I find it here. Source number 28. The Chuvas Mari Bruna in Reish Lama Gimel quotes Orzeru. Orzeru paskins that it's 2 days, okay? And she becomes like Rabbi Zonazari, in effect. It's 2 days, and she becomes Tor, or again, Elder become Tor already on the 3rd day, okay? The Rambam mentions 3 onos. Again, that's not the girsa that we have. We don't have anyone in the text saying in our girsa 3 onos, but there was such a girsa, and that's how the Rambam passed it. And we mentioned most Rishonim, certainly most of the Ashkenazic Rishonim, most Rishonim say 6 onos. That's how most of the Rishonim learn. So that's the Rambam, by the way, was in the Parish HaMishnah to Mikvos in Parakhes Mishnah Gimel. He said Shalosh Onos. He said, but that's because that's how he learned the Elazar ben Azariah. He understood the Elazar ben Azariah, that that sheet of 3 Onos was really the sheet of Elazar ben Azariah. Okay, whereas the way we learn the Elazar ben Azariah, he said it's either 2, 3, or 4 Onos. The Rambam understood that that is the sheet of Elazar ben Azariah. And that's what the Rambam also says in Hilchos Avos HaTumah and Parakhes Aloch Yud Aleph. Okay, but again, most of the other Rishonim, the Tosas and Nida seems to say that way. The Rosh and Nida, Paradal Tzun Alek, and the Sefer Chuma, and then on the Smag, they all say that it's 6 Onos. Okay?
So here we have these Machlokas, you know, there's a Nazaria and a Bekiva. I would pass him.
Say again?
This time of year, we have
a... right. Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't know if this came up that... I don't know if this came up that night in Nebrak, but maybe. Okay, anyway. You know, all right. Anyhow, let's take a look now at 37, okay? And that's, again, we read it last time, but that's what we're up to, right? That's the Shulchan Aruch here in Sif Yud Aleph, and our Simon Kuf Tzadibov, Sif Yud Aleph. Ha-poletas shichva zerv meisirosa, imutoch vav onos, l'shimusha soseres oso yom. Okay, imutoch vav onos. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rov Rishonim, the Girsa that we have, and the Chachamim, 6 onos, l'fichach. She had tashmish, okay, normal, good. And then she got her period, and then she stopped. Now I should stress, and again, you know, I said this before. Lemaisa, most of the time, it's not really so nogea anyway, okay? Because most of the time, when a woman gets her period, she'll usually bleed for at least 5 days. Okay, I mean, the normal will be 4, 5, even 6 days. Okay, so it's not, you know, it's not that nogea. Under ordinary circumstances, this problem comes up. Because again, obviously, you can't start counting the Shiva Nakim until she stops bleeding. That's for sure. Okay, so, and you know, so you have to wait. Even if she had Tashmish right before she got her period, and she's poletus for several days, but she's bleeding anyhow. So it's not really nogea that often. Because, you know, but on the other hand, there are occasions when a woman has what's called a light period. She only bleeds for a day or two. Okay, so that's when this question could come up of poleta shichva zera. All right, so the Shulchan Aruch says if such a case happens, she has to wait 6 onos before, even if she's not bleeding anymore, even if she has this very light period, she still has to wait 6 onos before starting the count. So Eina Maschelas Lispor Shiva Nakim Ad Sheyavala Vav Onos Shleimos Shema Tiflu. Okay, means the 5th day after she had Tashmish. Okay, and it gives the Shulchan Aruch gives an example. Look at Gom. Im Shimsha Motzoi Shabbos. Let's say she had Tashmish Saturday night. Okay, Motzoi Shabbos. So Eina Maschelas Lispor Ad Yom Hey, she can't begin the Shiva Nakim until Thursday. Means Wednesday night, right? Halachic Thursday. Okay, The Kaimelon ain't Shikva Zera Masriach at Yabo of Shishonos Shlemos, may he slays. The Shikva Zera does not, Masriach means it spoils, does not spoil, does not lose its potency until six onos. That's how we paskin. Okay, that's again, that's the rove of the Rishonim, and that's what the Mechaber says, paskins like here. So, Shimshim Motsoi Shabbos. So let's say she had Tashmish on Motsoi Shabbos. So that takes a Saturday night to Sunday night to Monday night to Tuesday night. Okay, so if she taka poletes leil dalad, we'll call that Tuesday night, right? It's a halachic Wednesday, all right? Kodem eis shimusha motzoi Shabbos, again, within, 72 hours, okay, of having had tashmish on motzoi Shabbos, okay, then adayin hiomedes b'soch onoshish shimusha v'soseres, that will uproot that day, so to speak. So she won't be able to start until Yom Hey Yerushal Masirasa. That day is not going to be able to call the Naki because she had, this Ria, this Plata, this Plata Shemazera. So therefore, in effect, that's the idea of 72 hours. So let's just say, and again, it's an example. They had Bia on Yom Rishon or Saturday night slash Sunday, right? And so then 72 hours finishes in the middle of Wednesday, right? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday night. Tuesday night, halachic Wednesday. So just do the math. Let's say they had to be at midnight. They were together at midnight on Saturday night. Okay, then midnight, Saturday night. So that brings you to midnight, Sunday night, midnight, Tuesday night, midnight, Wednesday. Now it's midnight, Wednesday night. So after midnight, Wednesday night, it's already 72 hours are up, but she can't count the rest of Wednesday as part of the Shiva Nikim because they weren't Nikim. So therefore, she has to begin Leil Chamishi, Wednesday night slash Thursday. You know, with me on the math on this, right? So again, and that's what it means. So it comes out, if she had to be on Sunday, you won't be able to, Saturday night, Sunday, sometime during that unit of time, Saturday night, Sunday, she had to be at Tashmi, Saturday night, Sunday, so she won't be eligible to count the Nikiyah, Shiva Nikiyah, until Thursday, again, Wednesday night, Halachic Thursday, because the 72 hours will be up, counting from sometime Saturday night, the 72 will be hours will be up sometime on halachic Wednesday, right? From Sunday to Monday to Tuesday. So it'll be up, from Sunday to Monday, Monday to Tuesday, Tuesday to Wednesday. Sometime on halachic Wednesday is when that 72 hours will be up, but you can't count that day anymore. Okay. So therefore, you have to wait until Wednesday night. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch means when it says that the count begins on the fifth day since the Bia. They had to be on Sunday, and she's going to start counting Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. The fifth day since the Bia is Thursday. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins, right? Adayin omedetzot on Shishon Rishon Hilchach Yom Hey Yer Rishon Masiros. Okay, so that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. All right, and that's the din. Okay, so basically the 72 hours, which we usually assume 72 hours is 3 days, the 3 days turns into 4 days, in effect, because you can't count part of the day. If you already had this plate of there at some point during the day, you can't count that day. So in effect, the 72 hours turns into 4 days. And so that's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, and that's the Psak that the Sfaradim follow, the Chaber says this, and the Chaber Sfarad and follow, that they begin counting the Shiva Nikiyim after 4 days, right? The 4 days, again, as I say, a lot of the time it's not Nogaya anyhow because she's still bleeding. She's bleeding more than 4 days. But if it happens to be a light period and so on, okay, after 4 days are up, she can begin the Shiva Nikiyim. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, all right?
Isn't the passage of the Shulchan Aruch that it's not a blanket 4 days, it's 4 days from whatever they had Tashmish? So they know they hadn't had Tashmish in, a couple of days. Before she got her period.
Okay, we'll get to that. Okay, we'll get to that. We'll get to that question in a second. Okay, we'll get to that question today, Bruno. What if they didn't have Tashmish at all? What if he was out of town? Okay, we have a lot of these what ifs. Okay, we're talking about a normal case when a man's with his wife, and there's a good possibility they did have Tashmish. All right, but you're asking, well, do we trust? Good question. We trust them to tell us, what if they forgot? But are they here? What if halacha? Let's say he was out of the country. Okay, then they know that. Or let's say he was in Avelis. There are other things. We'll see. We'll get that today. Okay? But that's the first thing is how we get to the concept of waiting 4 days. I hope everyone's clear on that now. How you have to wait 4 days before starting the Shiva Nikiyah. It's really 3 days, 72 hours, six onos. I mean, six onos is the Shita. An ono is 12 hours, right? We saw that earlier. An ono is either Yom or Lila. So six times 12 is 72. So it's really three. But now the 3 days turn into 4 days because... You can't count that that day already is the first Teshuvah Nekiyim, once she had a plate Teshuvah Nezeres, it gets pushed off until the beginning of the next day, which is in our example case, Wednesday night slash Thursday, okay? As you know, Ashkenazim wait 5 days. So where in the world does that come from? I understand how 72 hours can become 4 days. We just explained it. How in the world is it mathematically possible for 72 hours to become 5 days? Where'd that come from? Okay. So you look at the Shumas HaDeshim 38. Shumas HaDeshim is in Reish Mem Hei. Was asked the following question. And this was your question. Isha Shalosh Shimshoin Baila Tok Shimas Yomim. Okay, a woman knows that in the last week she hasn't been with her husband. Oh, shalom, haya baila be'ir. Her husband wasn't even around. Okay, and she got her period. All right. Tzricha apo bichin ahamti shal tasu lizbo shivin akim kashir isha shishim shal b'yom riyosa. Oh, yichol asu lizbo miyad achashitivsa b'riyosa. Does this woman also have to wait, like any woman who was very conceivably with her husband, you know, beforehand? Does she have to wait? In other words, or maybe she should be able to start right away. All right. You hear the question. That's your question. That's the Shumas HaDeshim brings it up here. It's in Reish Mem Hei. The woman knows that she was with her husband, or even clearer, he wasn't even in town. Okay, he's been out of town for 2 weeks on a business trip. So she definitely wasn't with him. So does she still have to wait? So the Shumas HaDeshim answers by saying, first, Yirad, the B'tchila, first, Tzricha Levar, Mitok Dibre Gaonim, let's understand how long you have to wait. Where does this all come from? Yeah, before he answers that question, he addresses the first issue. Okay, let's assume she did have relations. How long do you have to wait in that case? Okay, and he says, then will come to your question. Okay, so he says, most of the Sfarim that we saw, the Mechaber quotes and so on, say that you have to wait. Well, yeah, through six onos, that's how we pass in six onos, 672 hours, but means practically, since you can't count that last day, so it means you have to wait until the fifth day since she had tashmash, like we just explained before. All right? Mishum deshesh onos shlemosh, bein onos peit deshik lezera. Okay. Now, here's the key. Bishamati, the yesh lahosif od yom echor. I've heard that some paskani should add another day. You should not start counting until the sixth day after Tashmish. In our example case before, it would be Thursday night slash Friday would be the first day, not Wednesday night slash Thursday. Why? Because, Kigoni, he gives an example. It's going to lead to a problem because maybe they'll have relations at the time of Bein HaShmosha, somewhat unusual, but it's a possibility. And she'll think really it's daytime, it's part of the previous day, whereas Bein HaShmosha is really part of the next day. Okay, she'll think, well, no, when we had relations, it was still Shabbos. So therefore, counting the five will bring us to Wednesday and Thursday. No problem. It's not true. And okay, Elalilu, Kishashim Shav. Okay, it won't be able to count Wednesday and Thursday. More than that, you don't have to worry, but that's the concern. That's the Shumas HaDeshim. That is the Shumas HaDeshim. And we're concerned about this, this unusual possibility. But maybe they had, he said, that accounts for this Chumrah. That maybe they had, she had the Tashmish Bein HaShmosha, she thought it was still daytime, and therefore that the daytime already counted as the first day, and she'll think she'll be up to the fourth day, and it's not. Okay, it's really only she'll be up to the fifth day, and she'll think she'll go on through all four necessary days, and it's really only the fourth day, not the fifth day. So therefore, we don't start then either. Right? We put you off another day to guarantee that even if she made a mistake, you'll be on the right day. Okay, that's what the Shumas HaDeshim says.
I'm not following the math here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, meaning, seeing as we need Shesh Ono Shleimot,
yeah,
in 4 days should cover Shesh Ono Shleimot, no?
Yeah, ordinarily it does, but if
even in this case it should, no?
No, because we're concerned that she made an error. She already counted Shabbos as the first. She's going to make a mistake. Forget about Ono Shleimos. But look, we all this, like it says in Shulchan Aruch, she can begin counting on the fifth day, right? That's the language. She knows that then. She begin counting on the fifth day. Okay, but the fifth day is not really the fifth day. It's only the fourth day because you thought it was Shabbos. It isn't. It was already Motzei Shabbos. That's the concern. You follow?
But even if she does 4 days, it'll be from when she thinks, it will still be Shesha or Shlema.
No, because it'll no, because she's going to start counting from Shabbat, right? But yeah, she's going to count Shabbat as that first owner, so to speak, right?
Right.
She's going to count Shabbat, and it'll end, let's say, from Shabbat. So it'll go Shabbat to Sunday, Sunday to Monday, Monday to Tuesday, okay? And already Tuesday, one second, and already, so again, Shabbat to Sunday, Sunday to Monday, Monday to Tuesday, okay? And Tuesday won't be able to count, right? And she'll think she can already start counting Tuesday night / Wednesday. It's not true. She can't, because the beer wasn't on Shabbos. It was on Motzei Shabbos. In which case, Motzei Shabbos to Sunday night, Sunday night to Monday night, Monday to Tuesday night, Tuesday night to Halachic Wednesday. That day can't count at all. She won't start till Wednesday night / Thursday. You follow? She wouldn't be able to start till Wednesday night, Thursday. She thinks she can already start Tuesday night, Wednesday, because you had from, again, let's say 5 o'clock Shabbos afternoon. So from 5 to Shabbos afternoon, to 5 to Sunday afternoon, to Monday afternoon, to Tuesday afternoon. Now it's 5 o'clock. Good. Now, Tuesday night / Wednesday, she already can count. But that's not true, because if it was Shabbos and not Shabbos afternoon, it was already halachically Motzei Shabbos, not Shabbos afternoon. It was Motzei Shabbos already. So then you got to go from Motzei Shabbos to Sunday night, Sunday to Monday, Monday night to Tuesday night. Okay, well, Tuesday night / Wednesday's out, because part of it was played to Shekhmazera, right? So therefore, she will start till Wednesday night. That's the idea. So therefore, always saying you got to wait for 5 days means you cover that possibility. That's the idea. Right? We're saying you got to wait until 5 days, you know, afterwards, we'll cover that possibility. All right, so you got it, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the concern, and so looking at, right, you get it it's only a jump, so to speak, but at the end of the day, you know, again, the concern, you're going to have Tashmish Ben Hashmashah, it's a little funny, okay, and she's going to make a mistake and think that Ben Hashmashah is really part of Shabbos day, so she'll start counting on the fifth day. But it's not really the fifth day. It's only the fourth day. It's only the fourth day. She won't have had the full amount of time. Okay? Because remember, once a day is partly labeled as a Pleita Shechvazera day, and the Zera is potent still, so that whole day can't count. But she'll think that's not part of that day. It's the next day already. Right? Okay. Anyway, that's the Trumas Hadeshim. So, and it's not just the Trumas Hadeshim. Say for Agur, and Hilchos Ksamim, Simon Elef Shin Ayin Beis, 39. But let's go down a little bit. And he says, Nishal Gadol Bidoro Maryakov Molin. That's the Maharil. We mentioned many times in the past, right? The Maharil was asked, Al Isha Shishimsha, in Boilam to Hey Yam Mitashmish Alibon, do you have to wait 5 days instead of four? You know, this question, is that true? This means you have to wait 5 days and then start counting on the sixth? And he said, yes. So he said, the Vadai Tzarch Hamte Hey Yamim, Bechain Morim Bebeg Midrasha, Bechain Minig Bechol Ashkenaz. That's the Minig, says the Maharil. That's the Minig of Ashkenazim. And the Minig of Ashkenaz has to wait 5 full days. And again, because he says Usvara Shiyom Hu Vitiflot Vitchilas Lel Hey, and because I skipped by Batam Mishum Lilif Amim Shimsha Ben Ashmashas Biyom Rishon Be'erev, okay, Visavra Shiyom Hu, that accounts the Tiflot Vitchilas Lel Hey, she'll still be discharging it within 72 hours, the beginning of Lel Hey Wednesday and Thursday, and Al Kain Shachlam Timotso Yom Hey, she'll have to wait till end of Thursday, it's Thursday night / Friday. And look what he says, V'yesh Zion. I don't know where that comes from. I don't know, no math can bring it to 7 days. I don't know. He says there's a sheet to even 7 days. Now, he writes, Afki Rambam, Hirchik Ma'od, Deus Elim, call the Rambam throws the whole thing out. The Rambam goes the whole thing, the whole concern. But this is the minig, says the Maharil, the Kodama Yogur here in Ashkenazim. So, in continuing in Sif Yud Aleph 40, the Ramon brings us down. Okay, that according to the Mechaber, Tifsok, look at 40, according to the Mechaber, the Tifsok, Yom Dal Le'Ezer, according to the Mechaber, she could already do the Hefsek Tahara beginning, you know, late Tuesday afternoon slash Wednesday, and then late Wednesday afternoon. Excuse me, late Wednesday afternoon. Again, she had Tashmish on Saturday night. Okay, she has to wait Saturday night to Sunday night, Sunday night to Monday night to Tuesday night. Okay, so Tuesday night slash Wednesday is out, but she'll do the Hefsek Tahara late Wednesday day before nightfall. And Yom Hey, Wednesday night slash Thursday is the first night. That's the Mechaber. You wait 4 days, right? 4 days. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and begin counting Wednesday night. Good. But Yesha Kosu Sheish Lahamtim Od Yom Echad. The Rambam brings this Shita that those who say you got to wait another day. The Haino Shalom Taskalimros Ad Yom Hashishi. Don't wait. She doesn't begin counting the Shivin Akim until Thursday night slash Friday. Okay. Behuya Yom Rishon Letzirasa. Why? The Hashina and Shema Tishamesh Beyom Harishon Ben Hashmashos. She'll have, again, the Tashin Ben Hashmashos, Tispo Shu Yom. It'll still be within the six onos, right, at that point. You can't possibly do it. And he writes, can't possibly come to that mistake. So that's the meaning among Ashkenazim. And there are more paskins that we have to throw in another day. All right. Again, just to clarify, there are more saying it. All right, the couple could have had Tashmish during Bein HaShmashos between, Saturday night and Sunday, okay? And they'll assume that the Tashmish was on Saturday night, was on Shabbos, or whatever the Bein HaShmashos is, okay? And they'll assume that the Tashmish took place then. 72 hours later will be, exactly 72 hours will be Bein HaShmashos between, the Wednesday night, Thursday, okay? So therefore, now so she'll think she can start counting because maybe the bia took place, during the day, and she doesn't start counting. But no, the bia was at night, so therefore that whole day is out. Therefore, you can't do it till Thursday night, Friday. So there are more paskins that we throw in another day. You can't start counting until 5 days later. Okay, 5 days after the tashmish. That's the again. As I said before, there's not many nafkaminas in ordinary circumstances. Unless someone has a short period. Okay, but the question is now: are there?
For these purposes, when, like, do we assume Bein HaShmashos is Yom or Laila? Usually Bein HaShmashos itself has...
Yeah, I understand. For here, we're saying it wasn't so much a status of Bein HaShmashos, it's what she'll think. Okay? It's what she'll think. So she'll think it was daytime. And maybe it halachically was, but maybe it wasn't. It doesn't really deal with that issue per se. You know what I'm saying? It's a question of what she'll think.
Bein HaShmashos would have to be machmir and say that it's night, and she'll think that it was before Bein HaShmashos.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Okay? That's how you have to look at it. All right. Now, the next question becomes, though, are there, what about these other concerns where, let's look at 41. Now the Trumas Hadeshin, remember what he was asked in the first place. The Shiloh was someone whose husband was out of town. All right. So first he explained this din. Okay. So now we know we got to wait 5 days. Now the Trumas Hadeshin continues and goes back to the other question. And namely, what if, they know they didn't have Tashmish? So the Trumas Hadeshin writes, Trumas Hadeshin writes, Shomati avalobu biru, she'echad min adorim, hitir pa'am achas, ishto shoyesh maschelas yom gimel uriyosa, v'shalo shimesh ima kvar toch gimel odalad yomim. Okay, I heard that some allow that, right? Some allow that, where you know that they didn't have Tashmish. And to go somewhere on a trip, whatever it may be. Again, they said that some people wanted to be makel if they knew they didn't have Tashmish. However, Achlibi Mahasis Alzeh. All right. He says, I'm not comfortable with it, says the Trumas Hadeshin. The Motzosibor is Ruah Godo Da'ina, Nashmishal, Sweet Malaysia, Shiva Nakim, Rabad Meom Shirazo, Tavelot Bilal, Yudlari Yasa. Okay, that was there as a Ruah, which we had already before this Chumra of extra days. But it comes out the 10th night, right? 7 plus 3, when she goes to the mikveh, we're talking about 3 plus 7. Forget about the extra one that the Mechaber mentioned, the extra 2 that the Ramo brings in. But no sein atam mishum pleita shich mezera, because of Allah, the bain shimsha, uvein lo shimsha, samach uyasa, lo plug rabbanon. He quotes the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah says that there's no difference. The Or Zeruah says we don't make, it's kind of a low plug. So even though she knows maybe she didn't have Tashmish, but it's kind of a low plug rabbanon. They made gzeira, and they have to keep this extra day, or according to the Ramon, affect the extra 2 days, and therefore we're not mechalik. And therefore, the Gazrina, look at the fourth line of the Shemesh HaDesh, in 41, the Gazrina, lo shimsha, ato shimsha, b'yom yoso, o yom echad korom yoso, adkan. Alma, the Gazrina, lo shimsha, ato shimsha. Okay, so therefore, based on the Shemesh HaDesh, we don't make a chiluk. And even if they said they didn't have tashmi, it doesn't matter. Now,
it's like Perish in the Gemara. And didn't say there's no indication of the slow plug, is there?
Right, correct. Well, there's no indication one way or the other. Paleta shechva zera, but the chashash. But you're right. I hear you could make it.
Part of the case of where she their task.
No, but that's the thing. If it's a zera drabonot, you start asking everyone. You remember exactly when it was that you had to. Yeah, you could see why they would make a low plug. Okay. You can see why they make such a there. I don't think it's that far-fetched. But the problem is, and this is what the Arzurua says, but he's quoting, he's quoting this from the Arzurua, but the Arzurua said you can begin, we don't pass like that Arzurua, because he said you can already go to the mikveh after 10 days, 3 plus 7. He wasn't worried about these extra days. Okay? So he says, Avagav, the Arzurua, matel hasil lispor miyom gil ve'elech. He says after 3 days. So it's kind of like you're taking the chumrah from the Orzurua of a low plug, but you're not taking his kula that allows you to start counting already 3 days after right away, and not wait, 72 hours being 72 hours. It's a little strange, but he says, because he's passing like Kabbalah Zmanazariah, which we saw, and that shows Mari Bruna, he passed like Kabbalah Zmanazariah, and we don't pass him that way, and therefore we don't accept that. We require Vav Onor Shlemos. That we do accept. We accept part of what he says. We don't accept part of what he says. And that's it. Okay? And so therefore, we have that chumrah. That's what the Shemesh HaDesh says. It's a little odd that we take part of what the Arzurah says, not the other part. That's what we do. Okay? Now, it seems that the Sfaradim never accepted this. The Beis Yosef here in our Siman, okay, in the Siman Kursarim above here in Os Yud Aleph, on this Sif in 42. Right, so Kasa over Shemesh HaDesh, he quotes the Shemesh HaDesh, and there was a Ruah, this low plug, okay? And he says in the fourth line, V'chol dvarim elu chumras yisera sein ve'ein lehem smach v'gemara. Okay, the Ruah of the Beis Yosef said, all these things are chumras, okay? They're not rooted all in the Gemara. There's one chumra on top of another chumra, okay? And he says that ain't lam smach gemara legabe hadil ofichach lo nagu ha'olam b'chol makom osenu. Our communities, as far as the communities, we're knowing not to do it. Nothing more than it says in Shulchan Aruch. Lahamtin arbo yomin. We wait 4 days, not 5 days. 4 days. We're not worried about this ben hashmashas problem. Ulahaskel lismo miyom chamishi ve'elech and v'dafka im shimsha. Avim lo shimsha enam antenas klal. Okay. If she knows when she had a couple of days before, so those couple of days will come from there. So the Beis Yosef is very clear that all these things are chumras, and they're not knowing that way. They require the 4 days, and only if they had tashmish. Remember, what the Shemesh HaDesh is saying is, mamish, it's a chumra. Let's remember altogether, not everyone even requires vav onos, the whole thing. The Gemara tells us 3 days, and we have a girsa that says Bubba not even had that. That Rabbi Elazar ben Azari said it on the third day already. Even Rabbi Shmuel said it on the fourth day already. And we have a chumra, the Chachamim, one girsa of five. So from all of that, from that one girsa of six onos, that's what the Beis Yosef's time is. That from the one girsa of six onos, and that became now, you have to add another day because of Ben Hashmashas and so on, and you're going to tell me a low plug, even if they weren't together. He says too much. It's just too far-fetched. That's the position of the Beis Yosef. The Rambam also dismisses this. Hilchos Rabbiya Perkei Av Alav Yudalit, okay, 43. Zeh Shetirsa Miktsas Hamakomos. The Rambam says, he was aware of this practice. You find in some places, Shanidi Yosheves Shiva Yomim Benidasa, Afal Pishal Oros Adam El Yom Echad. She only saw one, waits another 6 days in effect. The Rambam also dismisses this. This is not a proper minag. Whoever passed this way made a mistake. Okay, Elim Rosh Yom Echad, Soferes Achav Shimon Akiyim, and that's it. So the Rambam also is not impressed with this with this Chumra. However, again, the Ramo writes in our Sif, Sifir Aleph, still continuing in the Ramo 44. V'yesh Noshim Shenogul Hachmer Od LaHamtin Ad Shiva Yomim. Some waited extra day, but the Chumash Hadeshim dismissed that. That father Ramo doesn't go. V'ain Tam B'Dover. He says, "I'm machmer yachmer. You want to be machmer? Okay, it's your business. But I'm making nisko lahakti matzvah mitzvah. Let's remember, there's a din called bilas mitzvah and so on, and to be with his wife. And so therefore, that's better. Okay. Now he writes, "B'yeish shakosu sheachshav ein lechalek bein shimsha imbalo lo shimsha bechol isha sheroa." Okay. Afilu kesem tzvicha lahamtin hey yomim. Im yom shirosavo v'tifsok is ever tishu shvurikim b'chein noagim nizelo v'ein l'shanos. That's what Moses says. Okay, we don't make any distinction whether they had relations or not relations. So it's really a machlokas on a number of different levels. He says it's better to not to wait 7 days. That funny thing that Shmuel Hadeshin said people wait even 7 days. I thought after that far you don't have to go. But other than that, though, you have to. You have to keep it, and we don't make any chilek between, according to Ramo, we don't make a chilek whether they had tashmish or not. The Taz in Sukkot in Zion 45, he says, first of all, he writes, Habeis Yosef lo chosh l'chumra zos. The Beis Yosef did not accept this chumra, that you have to wait even if they were didn't have tashmish. Elim lo shim she'en on Taz klal. El Ramo, mekan minig l'hakim b'zeh. Okay, the Ramoa has the meaning to be machmer, even if they didn't have a beer. Umar v'chosni the Bach, Kosov, Shaniralo, look, guess what? L'hokim. K'she'ein b'ala b'ir. We don't have that many coolers of the Bach, but the Taz quotes the Bach that if the husband wasn't in town, he wasn't aware, then you don't have to be a. Ein l'hakmer koka. That's what the Bach said, that they don't have to. If, you know, I can understand if the husband was in town, then man, you remember it was a. When was it? Was it Tuesday night we had beer? Wednesday night? People, if I don't remember. Okay, but if the husband wasn't in town, that father Bach says, then there's room to be made, because you don't have to wait these extra days, according to the Bach. However, continues the Taz, Ishtemitza Chu Maharik, one of the Gedol Rishonim of Ashkenazim, he said, one of the Gedol Poskim, Chuvas Maharik Shor Shaman Heisha Kozla Hedya, Shenogu Lahachmar Filain Baila Beer. Okay, Umiachok Alaminid. Okay, he says, others disagree. He said the Marik disagrees. The Bach wants to be Mekel. Okay, the Bach wants to be Mekel. Therefore, no one should dismiss that so quickly. But I'm sorry, the Bach wants to make it. Marik wasn't Mekel, and therefore he doesn't want to dismiss the Chumra so quickly. And it's a low plug. Okay, and according to this view, even if it was completely not feasible for them to have tashmish, basically, you know, the husband was in a hospital, he was out of town, he was in jail, whatever he was, okay, you can't begin counting until afterwards. The only thing that the Taz does mention here is Ella Nira Lee, okay, Ella Nira Lee, he says that Kula Achas Bekala, Akala, Shapirsa Nida Sama Kukuposa, Afilo Acha Kukuposa Kodos and Yachta in Chosin Shalom Ain Mam Tenes Klal. But a Kala doesn't have to. A Kala got her period, so she can go, doesn't have to wait 4 days or 5 days or whatever, and then count the Shiva in the camp. A Kala doesn't have to because the Loboa dying with Klal Tashmish. What are we going to have, Xera? It's not that, well, she couldn't have touched, she wasn't even married yet. Okay, so therefore the Taz, that Kula is willing to accept. So Bach is willing to accept the Kula if the husband's out of town. Okay, that we can dismiss it. My point is that even according to some of the Ashkenazic poskim, the low plug doesn't go all the way. Okay, it's not all the way low plug. The Bach is mekel on husband being out of town, even though the Taz isn't. Okay, and they also mekel for a kala. Okay, for a kala. The Shach in Sukkot Rechav says to low plug Rabbana because you know Shimsha Atu Shimsha, Bafagav the Shimsha Gufa Gzerehi. You know, I mean, and so on and so forth. All right. Because of Bach, me or Heino Dafka should buy a beer. I was ain't buy a beer. Yeshel Hakel. All right. You can be Mekel, but he also says ain't dwarf nirin. I don't think his view is correct. The Lo Noda he says as follows because you want to say the case in the Shumas Hadeshin, right? Go back to the Shumas Hadeshin, the original question of Shumas Hadeshin. The original question in the Truman Sadeshin was the guy was out of town. That was the case. Look back in source 38. Sheila, Isha Shalom Shimshim Baila Tozayin Oshalo Haya Baila Beer. So that's what I want to bring. That was the case. The case was the low Baila Beer, and that's when he said it. So we don't make such a distinction. But the Shach says that's not necessarily the case, because he says, as we know, look, I don't know if he's the first person ever to say this. You know, the Chidot talks about it afterwards. But the Eindvar Nir Dehalo Noda Shah Shelo Shabitrumas Hadeshim Osa Maharai Balachuvas Atzmo Velo Sheshalu Acherim. I think I told you this in the past. The Shumas Hadeshin he asked the questions himself. He presented his Piskei Halacha in a question-answer format. He made up the questions himself. He wasn't asked the question by anybody. Okay, Maharai sends his name was Yisrael Isserlein. Okay, this was Yisrael Isserlein. Okay, so he's the author of the Shumas Hadeshin. And the Shumas Hadeshin was not asked these questions. Okay, he asked them himself. He decided to print his halachas in a question and answer format, as if they were shilas. All right, he thought of the shilas what people would ask, and he made it like that. But that's known. Kimoba Piske, however, there's most edition of Shumas Hadeshin in two parts. There's the Shumas Hadeshin, then there's the Chelek Aleph, and then there's the Psokim Uksovim. Psokim Uksovim, the second, those were shilas he was taki asked. Those were not his own. But the Shumas Hadeshin, the first part, he was asked. He said, you can't even die from there. Okay, but anyway, at the end of the day, he says, and furthermore, he says, he says that even people are machmer by a kala also, again, it's part of the low plug. There, I think, lafi daiti ain lahakum is a klal, okay, because then nobody says that, but, no, I'm sorry. He says, yeah. Well, this is supposed to come on Akram. Kol makom lo yeh lekedvam mutar machayim nagim b'yisur. Kol makom shasad chak yesh lahatil akala. He's willing to be matav or kala, you know, shasad chak, but otherwise not. So again, you see, this low plug sort of got plugged in, and, you know, the minig is to be matav. Zerach HaShulchan writes also, here in our Sivan Kuvtzai, well, Sif Lamed Tez, 47. Om nachay kol ha-chumras, all these chumras, okay, makes a lot of sense. That was the Bach, but on the second line of 47, after he quotes the Bach, now we don't accept that Bach. This was accepted as chumah all the way in Ashkenazi countries. The people should wait that number of days because the plaintiffship was there and so on. And as far as the kala is concerned, I think Kedumanish Enamina came by kala Mosai Shitar Matsekas. He at least mentions the possibility of a kala, of a kula regarding a kala. However, there is another possibility, another situation where we would be Makel. Okay, where we would be Makel. One second. And that is what the Taz points out in Kot Neches 48, about we said that even a woman who has a kesem has to count Shiva Nikiyim, right? However, says the Taz, Isha Tahora Shemotza Kesem, Dino Keroa Mamish, right? That's halacha, we know that. A woman has a kesem, that's like a roa, Rias Nidim. Aval Isha Shalov Shalovanim, and therefore even waiting for 5 days before the seven. But Aval Isha Shalov Shalovanim, Umotza Kesem. Okay, if the woman is already in the Shiva Nikim and found the Kesem, or Filo Roa Mamish, she Mamish had her, she's staying. She had, you know, Mamish wasn't just a Kesem, she actually had her Re'ia. Okay, so obviously her Shiva Nikim are uprooted. She has to start the Shiva Nikim over again. But, okay, we're talking about Nikim. Ain't Tzarek Lahamtik Bob Onus, Elamona Michadas Shiva Nikim Yom Shetuchal. That far, says the Taz, we don't go. In other words, if a woman sees a Kesem during the Shiva Nikim, then she doesn't have to start counting the 5 days again before resuming the Shiva Nikiyim, okay, before restarting the Shiva Nikiyim, okay, when the Ramah says, lo plug, okay, that's, we don't care about where the husband is, he's on a trip, he's not here, that's a lo plug, okay, you know, but if she already had been in Nida for 5 days, okay, she already waited her 5 days, such that it was halakhically impossible for them to have had Tashmish, even if he was in town, so that was covered by the original 5 days count, So even the Rambam wouldn't say you got to wait another 5 days before counting the next seven. You follow? So she already waited the 5 days. She started counting the Shemini Kiyam. Now something happened to mess up the Shemini Kiyam. She doesn't have to wait again 5 plus 7. Let's just count 7 again as soon as she can. That's what the Taz points out here in the Tzikar B'Ches. So that's an important point. That's not included in the little plug of the Rambam. Okay? The Shach in Tzikar B'Chaf Aleph brings up a different point. He says near the bekesem yesh lahakel, okay, hecha de loshim shalimnos miyom rachos shalom tzitz hakesem, the hachla loshim shaguf agzer rechokai. He says maybe even a kesem altogether, some of the rabbanon and so on and so forth. All right. Nonetheless, we know we don't do it, but he entertains that possibility. But certainly during the week after she waited the 5 days, that kesem will not make her start over again. All right. That's the right side of Sukkot and Chav Beis. All right. Mishum the time of Shabbat in Tolki Mei Surosa Sukkot and Chav Beis. The end of 49. In Tolki Mei Surosa Achar Hey Yamin Miskalkala because of Rosa. Then she doesn't need another 5 days. That's a shock also. Okay. And he argues in Sukkot and Chav Aleph that maybe even in general by a kesem you can make if they didn't have tashmish even not during the Shiva Nikim, because maybe they're to apply in that case. All right, anyway, that's so that we do have those few, those clues within this sheet. If you look at the next source, the Chaf or Chalav, which is in Kuf Yud Zayin, Sif Aleph, 50, okay? He summarizes the din, how we get to five, how we get to the 5 days and so on. One second. Yeah. Okay, I don't know if we need to read. I'm just looking for that's a new one. I don't think so. He just said it's a good summary. It's a good presentation of the din.
Maybe.
Yeah, one second.
I'm looking in Ovadia. It's funny, like, because he seems, in his discussion in the Tarat HaBayis, in the Mishnah HaBayis, the new edition of the page, Kaf Beis, seems to think that he quotes that the Ben Ish Chaim, the Tzedek, quote that the Mishnah was to Machmir, but he seems to think
even in Sfaradilands, I mean,
right. But he thinks that that you could really be Mako, it seems to me.
Well, again, Ravadia Seif in general, his shita was to go back to the Pesach and the Chaber. I mean, not that he didn't like the Ben Ish Chaim, but I mean, the Ben Ish Chaim was in Baghdad, and part of the Ravadia Seif's whole, campaign, so to speak, his whole Derech and Pesach was to go back to the Mechaber. And that sometimes Rabbi Yosef Chaim, didn't follow Mechaber. I don't know if this is one of the examples, right? But the Chacham Avadi always felt that, we Sfaradim follow the Mechaber, especially in Eretz Yisrael, more than Eretz Yisrael, but he doesn't agree with a lot of the stuff from the Ben Ish Chaim, I think. I think that was a general Derech. Okay.
But he quotes a lot of other people who think that you could be Mako. Even close to Cook, because if Cook thinks that Sfaradim should be Mako on Shimsha to Shimsha.
Yeah, right. I mean, it makes an amount of sense. I mean, the Chumra is by us, anyway, if you want to look, there are, as I say, there are definitely exceptions to the rule, all right, even according to Ashkenazim, the Piskei Tshuva also, in Sukkot and Tezvav, okay, he quotes a Shalom, and you have a case like this, looking at Sukkot and Tezvav 51. Right, my sebole yoda be isha shohayel yom dalal nidoso shim shum bailo. She didn't have tashmish and so on. She wants to be able to count from before, okay. And he says, leave the chumra alone. Don't tamper with it. But sometimes we will, if the woman, for example, again a case by case basis, we just be aware of this. If the woman is having trouble conceiving, so she needs to ovulate and then have relations at a certain time and so on. So even among Ashkenazim, we'll try, we'll sometimes, again, you have to ask a Shiloh about it, but if it comes up, there's room to be, there's some room to be Makel, okay? Again, we talked about the Kal already. The other thing that Piskei Tshuva talks about here, okay, in Sukkot and Tezayin, it brings up, look on the third line, Sukkot and Tezayin, I am Dogma Ravava. Okay, that's another Behuda. Another Behuda, you know, that the Shachs said he's not so sure if we should be makel by a kala. Right, we said, you know, the Ramah probably wouldn't make the kala wait 5 days because she didn't have relations. The Shach isn't so sure. But the Yehuda says we reject the Shach, and indeed the kala doesn't have to wait. All right, look at the third line of Sukkot and Tazayin. Ein Dagum Rava, she caused the Afshah Shach causes Shalom B'Shatzvach, a fiddle kala. Remember, the Shach only allowed B'Shatzvach, but Shalom B'Shatzvach, even a kala has to do it, but he doesn't think it's right. Okay, he disagrees. Okay, then he has another similar case. Okay, Yoledes, so Tovla Tok Mem Lazach or Pelin Akeva. Okay, and then she saw, does she have to, right? She was all this time Tomei. And then again, all these, I want to look at all these different cases, but that's the Pisgah Tshuva, right? That he says if it's a Yoledes who hadn't gone to the mikveh for such a long time, all right? So that's another case where he says Zum to Mekel. Right? Can she begin counting the Shemini Kiyum right away? You see the case? Yoledes shelo tovla toch mem lezachor pelin akeva uchichlos yimei ha-tovah rosa ein tzorach ma'amtin lino Shemini Kiyum arach ha-yomim and lemiyad shetisha v'tara tuka lahaskal lino Shemini Kiyum to ad rizu ha-yisa gam kein t'mei ha-mileda. Right? So that's a case, you know, also would be an exception. I thought he talked about Avelis. I don't see it. I'm just looking down. I don't know if the Pesach Tshuva, but someone else brought up the case. I know where I saw it now. All right, but I saw somebody brought up, what if the husband was an Avil? You know, so it was also for them to be together, right? I mean, that's, you know, a practical case, all right? Just I want to look at a couple of tshuvas, and then we'll look at some other, they'll just say outside, some other so coolers or limitations to this chumah. Okay, obviously it's a big chumah. Okay. I don't know about availers. All right. So just a couple more contemporary tshuvas on this question. All right. If a woman is having trouble, again, I said before about ovulating. Okay, she ovulates right after she becomes a nida, so now can we make the time less that she has to wait to give a greater chance for the husband to be with her and to, you know, to conceive a child. So Tzipes and Frank has a tshuva, Har Tzvi, Yerodeyesim Kuf Nun Zayin, the title of the tshuva, 52, Ofanim Lahama Otos Yemei Rechukam Men Lachar Yosem. Any way to lessen the amount of days after she gets her period. Al Dvar Shilosu B'ishu V'eshmaim She'en Lo Bonim. In the case they have no children, that I will conceive. I wrote from Omer Shagormaz, it was man HaKotzer, main vessel of the vessels. The problem is she has a short cycle. So by the time he's mutter to her, after going to the mikvah, she gets a period reasonably quickly afterwards, and never enough time to make, So he says, he quotes the Ramah, okay, and the Chilukim, and he mentions the with the shalom, with the woman, and so on, you know, change it, and so on. And he says at the end, based on that Pesach Tshuva, look at the end of the first paragraph, then 52, or the second one. So he's willing to knock out one day to go back to the Pesach and the Shulchan Aruch, and not the Chumrah Darmah. Okay, we can knock out one day. All right. The problem is, what if that's not going to help? And sometimes the one day doesn't help. Okay. So he has an interesting patent. He has an interesting chiddush. You hear the points? Okay, knock down one day. But the question is, will one day make a big difference in terms of, or being able to ovulate? So Pesach Frank says that if it's not going to be close enough, it's not going to be enough. So 1 month, what the woman should do is she should remain tmeya. Okay. And does not go to the mikvah, remain tmeya. Until she gets her period again the next month, then she can go to the mikvah right away. You follow? You hear the lumdus? He said, don't go to the mikvah. It's month A, and now it's in March, whatever, Nisan. So Nisan, she gets her period. Don't go to the mikvah. All right? So that means she wasn't with her husband. She wasn't with her husband. Now comes Iyar, she gets her period. Let her go right away after the period's over and not wait 5 days at all because she already, quote unquote, waited the 5 days in last month. You follow his lumdus? A clever suggestion, okay? He says, and therefore, Look what he said, the last line. Uv dahav b'isha shoy, so roe, call our boss, yom, lo nim shkar yosi yosim in kama shows. That was a really extreme case, okay? You know, that she had very few, and she got a period right away. She had very, very limited opportunity for her husband to be there. Horeso shetipo v'tar l'sei rugin. Pam achas achas shtei rios. Right? They go once after two rios.
Mamish.
Wait to find it, huh?
Maybe the day kula. It's like what? A tremendous kula in mitzvona, mitzvon shalom bayis. Wow.
Yeah, and Akram, but they're trying to conceive. There's no other way to do it.
Otherwise, he's the biggest kiyam.
Otherwise, you're going to have to divorce her altogether. Otherwise, you're going to have to not gonna have children.
It's all based on all the chumras here are hugging, no?
Yeah, okay, but you know, so he said already not. So he read it. Well, to go down to 4 days, that's mikra din. That's the mechaber. I mean, that he can't do. So he said if that doesn't work. He was willing to do that first. That was the first part of the tshuva. Willing to do that first. Okay, let's knock it down to 4 days. You know, which is medina de gemara, the way we paskin. Okay, that's okay, but he told me, what if that doesn't work? Again, I'm not telling you to try this at home. You have to ask a shayla. If this question comes up, you have to ask a shayla. A couple of other tshuvas I printed here. What?
Lo shem sha'atu shimsha is also.
Say it again.
Lo shem sha'atu shimsha is also based on minhag chumra.
Yeah. Okay. Again. All right. So, you have to look at each case individually. All right. He was talking about a very extreme case. Okay. She got her period every 14 days. So you know.
And you're with all the coolers.
Yeah. Yes. And they're not going to work. So then he came up with this other chop. That's all. All right. Just a couple other truths I want to mention. I'll say a few things outside, and we'll finish up. Moshe Feinstein, Igus Moshe Yordei Chelik Beisim and Pei Dalim. Okay. Here's another idea. Isha Shizman Sheefshal is Aber who belelos hasmukal levesta. Right, the only time she can pregnant is when it's right near she in her period. Again, when she Efshal lahamten chamisha yomim, can't wait 5 days. What should she do? Okay, so hine bedvar Isha Shizek kama sham she nisa loni sabo tried number of years, tried all the regular thing, didn't work. Okay, ladas harofu mishum Shizman Sheefshal is Aber who belelos asir mitchilas. That's when she becomes. You know, when she's going to become pregnant. It was only when she can't be with him or there's a very small window of opportunity. All right? So what can you do? So he says, right? What's the story? It's only a low plug. So he says, Lipo Balela Siri. That's a kula. After Moshe gives this kula, he said she should be parish from her husband for 3 days before she gets her period, before her vessels. Okay, then she'll be able to do the hefsek tara if she gets, assuming she has only bled for 2 days. I guess that was the case. She had a very short bleeding period, so she only bled for 2 days. So the 3 days from before that she was parish will count together those 2 days for the five. And then she can go right away. So again, that's an individual circumstance. I'm just showing you. I'm not telling you. I'm saying what the postman dealt with. Okay, in a different tshuva, that was Chelik Beis Yerodei Simen Pei Dalet. Chelik Dalet Simen Yud Zayin, 54. Ramosha had in Os Chaf Aleph. Isha Shikasharosa Haisa Purusha Mibala Machmas Iser O Machmas Machlo. Okay, at the time she got her period, she was either Machmas Iser, maybe there she was an Avelis. I don't remember now. Didn't mention Avelis, but maybe that's the case. O Machmas Machlo. She was sick. He was sick. You know. So cannot count, all right? So he says, cannot count to the 5 days or not. Oh, here, Rav Moshe mentions Avelos. Here it is, okay? The Yemei Avelos Shelo or Shelo, the Asum Etash Mitzad Iser, Avelos Shelo Mitzad Iser Nidus, he didn't realize that item is Tabar She'ein Tzorak Vavdom or El Adalad Yomim. Okay, again, you can definitely knock out one of the days. That's what Rav Moshe says. If she can't be with her husband for a medical reason, some halakhic reason, okay, that wouldn't count towards the 5 days. Okay, a medical reason wouldn't, but halachic, like, let's say it's one of the days is Yom Kippur. Okay, well, that's what he says at the end, right? One of the days is Yom Kippur, one of the days was Tisha B'Av. Okay, so there he says, you know, those days would count. That's what Moshe says. So, again, these are other circumstances. You have to look and you have to consider each case, you know, when you can, but those are situations. Just throw in some other situations. All right, and we'll finish up with this. I tell you the truth, is I'm just showing you that these cases come up. But just to be aware, okay, the Noda Behuda talks about What if a woman just came back from the mikveh and she hadn't even been with her husband yet, and then suddenly she had a riyas dam? That's disappointing, but it could happen. Okay, so the Yehuda has a tshuva. He says maybe there you can make a letter, you know, let her count right away. Okay, because again, the whole thing is a chumrah. She had the 5 days. She has to start over again, 5 plus 7. Right, so that case comes up. All right. Sometimes again, you know, these cases. By the way, it's interesting that I think in the medical world, I hope you can confirm this, but in the medical world, the cases with a woman who can't conceive because she has only a very small window of opportunity to come pregnant, I think they call that Orthodox Jewish infertility. I think that's a nickname in the medical world, Orthodox infertility. Okay, because there's simply not enough opportunities because of the days of the Nida and so on. All right. So, you know,
I think people try, the Orthodox people try to use that phrase less because it paints a not such a good light.
Yeah. I don't think it was necessarily a prejudiced comment, but there was
right. No,
again, we could argue that the Ramah would not have made his low plug when we're talking about the mitzvah puravu. Okay, but anyway, so we saw some of the you can shave off a day. It's an issue, okay. And then Moshe has his other patents, you know, start to be Polish a few days earlier, and so on. I want to mention one other thing. I'll check my notes. Finish with this. That's another question. Okay, we'll talk about that more. What if a woman comes back from the mikveh? Everything's good. And then she noticed that she had a chatzitza. Okay. She had a chatzitza. Right. She had something on her body that was a problem. After she had tashmish. Okay. And then we'll discuss what exactly is considered a real chatzitza. All right. She's going to have to go back to the mikveh. Okay. But again, Shlachar, she doesn't have to wait any more days. There's no Riyah there. She doesn't have to wait any more days. She can go back right away. All right. The other issue is sometimes it comes up with regards to artificial insemination, assuming that it's halachically mutter, and that's the discussion is all right, certain situations and so on. Okay. There's if the woman needs to be artificially inseminated in a halachically permissible fashion, sometimes doctors say the best time is to inject the zera right before she ovulates, you know. So, the question is, it can be done. We assume that it's not a violation of the Sunnida, just to because there's no bia, okay? In other words, Moshe assumes the halacha, that injecting zera is not an act of bia, okay? In fact, that's where Moshe says he can use the zera of another man. That's not a violation of lotinov, right? That's a question. Others disagree with Moshe on that. But in terms of the, let's say a poleta shich with zera, does that injection possibly, does that possibly affect the din of poleta shich with zera? So presumably also not. I mean, you have to look in each, consider the situation. But even if the insemination is considered some kind of bias nida, or the child would not be called a ben nida. Again, these are some of these issues that that come up in this regard. Maybe we'll talk about that at a different time. But anyway, my point being, after all is said and done, and that there are room for certain kulas even within the sheet of the Ramah, but you have to take a look at it very, very carefully. You don't just dismiss it, even though, as the Rambam says, the Beis Yosef said, the whole thing's a chumrah on top of a chumrah altogether, right? And, so many different chumras, and therefore, but again, we don't, we follow our tradition. The Ramah said, Ein Lashanos, and therefore we're stuck with it. But if there are real pressing circumstances, and then we have to, then there's room to be makel under certain circumstances, or to come up with other tricks, other patents, to enable them to have children, like in the cases that Chief Pesach Frank mentioned, or what Rav Feinstein mentioned, and so on. Okay, so we'll stop over here. Bez Hashem, we'll try and finish the simon tomorrow. Okay, and maybe Tuesday I'll say something about Pesach. Okay, so we'll stop over here. Okay, I wish you have a good day.